Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine here to discuss the week beginning Monday, the 3rd of October, and ending on Sunday, the 9th of October, which is the day we have a full moon in Aries, taking place at 4:55 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. And that arrives the day after Pluto in Capricorn turns direct. It isn't going to be moving very fast. It turns direct at 5:56 p.m. on Saturday, the 8th, and it's going to take a long time for Pluto to get to the magic moment where it dips its, I don't know, what does Pluto have, feet? Toe? Or hooves? Depends on what you think of Pluto. It dips into the 0 degree only of Aquarius, which it will do in 2023 in the end of March. This will look like it's the 23rd of March, and will only stay at zero until it retrogrades, and it will retrograde on the 1st of May and go back into Capricorn. This, to me, looks like the 12th of June. And the next time it goes direct, it will go further into the sign of Aquarius. So 2024 will be when we start seeing some degrees, some extra degrees show up for this Pluto energy. But this is rather a significant transitional moment with this planet of evolution and transformation and power. Where is the power? Where are these things being held? So we've had it for a long, long time now in Capricorn, which is, among other things, corporations and the government and the authorities. And, you know, when we had the paradigm shift, it was with Pluto conjunction Saturn in Capricorn. And look what's happening. You know, the people that are the Pluto, the power in that area, are really not looking to let go of it. You know, only the paradigm shift is demanding that. So we're waiting, all of us astrologers, wondering if some of the shifting and changing will accelerate during the Pluto in Aquarius when it finally comes in, or, and this is a very big or, will it show power over the collective, or power given to, even more power given to the AIs and the electronics and the robots and all of this. So, I mean, and maybe it's both. Because, you know, there are things that can happen that way. So this direct motion now takes a while. You know, this is our slowest mover. And, you know, to get out of the realm of even the 26th degree is going to take a while, but it will be direct. And that will be something that Scorpios and people with Scorpio rising will feel, you know, that they have been in the internalized, well, we've all been internalizing and ruminating some of the deeper issues. This was a great time to do the ancestral clearing work, for instance, Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, the traditions. What are we holding on to? What old traditions and old consensus minds, meaning the collective mind, beliefs for the culture, what are we holding on to that we should be going, okay, that was fun, but, you know, it's not working now, and move right along. It's not easy to do that, as we notice. So let's see what happens, but at least we can know that it will feel a little better for the Scorpio rising people who have that planet as a ruler, and also the house in which you have the sign of Scorpio on the cusp, those issues will start moving forward in an easier way as the ruler of Scorpio goes direct. And even the issues of the house where the transit is will be able to see more transformation. And, you know, people who have planets in Libra or Aries, even Capricorn or Cancer, that are in that high realm, almost at the end of the sign, are going to feel, if you've already had the squares or whatever, and oppositions passing, they'll come back. I'm sorry to say, this is the nature of retrograde direct. And direct this week is Mercury, and finally getting up to speed the day that Pluto turns direct. So at least the minds will be functioning again, you know, in a way that makes a lot of sense and is doing a better job navigating the environment. All right, so we keep these things in mind. And I am looking now at the Aries full moon, because I don't think I'll have as much to say about it as a whole podcast would take. But I want to get these things done in the beginning, because some people will go back to this later in the week to just get the forecast that happens over the weekend. Pluto direct on Saturday, the full moon on Sunday at 4:55 p.m. Eastern time. Well, the interesting thing about it is that you've got the polarity. Now your instinctive feelings are for freedom and independence. And the conscious expression wants to be more of a pleasing relationship, harmony. Let's see some justice here. Energy with the Sun in Libra. We have Venus with the Sun, like 3 degrees approaching the Sun. And this is something we call combust, and in the via combustia, as we call some degrees of Libra. And you know what thing when things are combust, they are ready to explode or something like that. But it's so close to the light of the luminary here that it is harder to differentiate the Venus energy out from the Sun of its own nature, being our conscious self-expression and self-focus in terms of a personality identity. So it makes, even though Venus is in her sign and could be very strong in Libra, it makes it a little bit less of a Venus energy that we're getting here. And in fact, when we have the Sun close to Venus, you can have a little bit of excessive self-focused love, you know. So this is an interesting thing, because also we have the Sun representing authorities. So we can imagine that people trying to assert, needing to assert Moon and Aries, their, you know, their own ideas, their own identity, are going to have more of a hard time. And one thing we know about the Moon in Aries is that it gets angry very fast, because it's an instinctive response. You know, you're in my way, you know, kind of thing. So you can expect this to be kind of a peak experience, with actually the Moon in Aries being the one that needs to deal with someone who's so self-satisfied, in a sense, that they don't want to look at anything. And that's very unusual for Libra. I think it's the Venus energy with it that makes it so. But the good news about this is that both the Moon and the Sun have a favorable relationship to Saturn in Aquarius. So some stabilizing energy, or maybe an external authority, can be called in to go back over some of these ideas, because it's a retrograde Saturn still, and see about, you know, how can we bring some sort of a peaceful solution here. And both are, the Sun and Moon are in the good relationships to Mars and Gemini. So dialogues definitely can be taking place. Now, when we look in the outer world, we know we may be seeing a lot of things that have to do with Libra areas of trials. How many are there? You know, how many court cases will we be watching? And how many of our relationships in the personal realm are going to need some mediation? And how about, you know, where we're looking at a war and, you know, things coming to a brink and having a full moon and needing somebody to come in with a cool head? That would be the Saturn in Aquarius. But some pretty intense rhetoric, Mars in Gemini, to get things to actually stop and go into some different direction than the one they're in right now. It's interesting. We'll see it. We'll feel it. We're a little bit far at 16 degrees with 10 away from the Sun Moon being square to Pluto exactly. We might feel the approach of some of that power authority that doesn't want to let go. As for the moon within a day, this will do the square. The sun will take another almost 10 days to do this exact, but it's on its way. So Jupiter is retrograde at 1 degree of Aries now, so we know we're looking forward to it going back into Pisces relatively soon, whether that's good for you or not. And Mercury is now in direct motion, and it is up to speed, as I said, and it's right at the end of Virgo. It's moving away from the opposition to Neptune. It's moving away from, more recently, the trine to Pluto. And so it is really in a place where, you know, the Pluto energy is the stronger pull right now, which is trying to make some sense out of things and get something to happen in a structured, orderly way. And pretty soon we'll get to see Mercury re-enter Libra. We know that's coming very soon now. So that's really the main event as far as the moon is concerned. Saturn is on the exact degree of the square to Uranus at this point, which is also echoing into all the conflicts that we have, where Saturn in Aquarius is trying to hold off on some of the major changes. Uranus in Taurus is saying, let me show you some geophysical experiences. Let me give you a little bit of a shock on that level. How about a little bit of a shock economically? When are we going to wake up? What do we have to do? What kind of changes do we have to make? So this is also part of what the opposition between the let's move fast and the not so fast energies are on about. So that, again, comes in at the end of the week. And when we start on Monday, we actually have a very good energy coming in with a very serious moon in Capricorn, but it has come to trine retrograde Uranus in Taurus at 10:37 a.m., so it's open to some new ideas. We're in the second quarter lunar phase at this point, and so we are striving to get things and find out things and connect with people and whatever we need to get our projects moving. The moon we'll move on to the softened energies of the sextile to Neptune in Pisces until 7:31 p.m. Eastern. And that will bring in perhaps an opening to some of the feelings of the psychic understanding that's helping us look at these areas, even career and outer world. And then we have a quick period of time where the moon in Capricorn will trine direct Mercury in Virgo. It is 8:59 p.m. when that is over. So you can sit down, make some lists, figure some things out, analyze situations. This is like really good energy for that. But we're going to have a conjunction from the moon in Capricorn to Pluto, and this is when we're going to have it. Monday until 11:49 p.m. Eastern. We're still in daylight time. Last week in the podcast, I was looking for the day when we're going to shift into the, the fallback energies of standard time, and it wasn't until November. So, sometimes we were doing it towards the end of October, but not this time. So, anyway, we are still in that daylight time. And so the moon conjunction to retrograde Pluto on a week where Pluto is stationed, ready to go direct, we may be really obsessing about something from the past, something that we aren't even conscious of in a sense, that's an old ancestral energy that's come in. And so if you feel yourself getting a bit on the obsessive side, and needing to have it a certain way and needing it to be your way, just try and let that go, because this is the influence and it will pass. It will just pass. But if you are working on a project, a renovation project or something like that, and you've just gotten your list together and now you're reviewing some of the changes that need to be made, then that's a positive energy, the moon's conjunction to Pluto. Tuesday, we wake up at 6:28 a.m. in the Eastern time zone with the moon entering Aquarius. So we have a big shift in energy, and it's actually a Jewish holiday beginning at sundown, which is a serious one, Yom Kippur. That's where you do the atonement and ask for forgiveness and clear your debts and stuff. But it's a very upbeat day. Couldn't be better. I mean, moon in Aquarius, sextile to Jupiter in Aries, 10:48 a.m. Adventure. New ideas. Watch out for those catalogs with the new gadgets, because you'll be tempted to buy too many of them. And then we get a lovely period of moon in Aquarius trine Venus in Libra until 6:04 p.m. So this is wonderful time for meetings with other people, discussing relationships, discussing the future, just very congenial. And it's Libra can be very sort of not communicating, but moon in Aquarius will be sparking off new ideas, and Venus will be interested in discussing them. So 6:04 p.m., that comes in, and then the harmony of the lights, moon trine sun. We get moon in Aquarius trine the sun in Libra, so it's an intellectual connection until 2:31 a.m. on Wednesday. So here you've got your instinctive feelings to be unique and individual, to be forward thinking, and have your independence, and yet it flows easily with your conscious desire to be in a harmonious experience with others. So it isn't that wild, unpredictable moon in Aquarius now. It is much more willing to have a look at things and to experience the self as being one that seeks the balance in relationship situations and in seeking justice for all, which works for Aquarius. So, very lovely evening internally and with others. But Wednesday, not so good, because we have the famous moon in, well, they're famous now because they happen every month. Moon in Aquarius square to retrograde Uranus and Taurus until 12:58 p.m. So something shifted, something changed. It was a surprise, and maybe Moon in Aquarius can handle surprises a little bit easier, but it is a fixed sign, that Aquarius, not that good. Change in plans, change in finance, change in, you know, the earth we may be hearing about. So then after that, 12:58 p.m. Eastern Time, the moon joins Saturn retrograde in Aquarius till 2 p.m. So here's where you could have the tendency to become pessimistic, feel depressed, feel despair, not have faith in the future, going back over things, what did I do, did I do this wrong, you know, all of that stuff that we do to ourselves. So just be aware of that. It's only a little over an hour, 2 minutes over an hour. So, you know, it's not the rest of the day, because the rest of the day after 2 p.m. Eastern is the moon in Aquarius, trine Mars in Gemini until 6:46 p.m. And there you've got the discussions and the energy and the efforts to find more information, the connections to people, even physical moving around, wanting to kind of walk around and do things and see things. And that is where the moon goes void, of course. So that's the energy that takes us through the rest of the evening and until the moon enters Pisces on Thursday, 8:47 a.m. You've got direct Mercury trine stationary Pluto in Capricorn for the day. So this is another day where we're looking at and analyzing, which is a Virgo Mercury trait that is helpful, the ideas, again, the changes, the renovations, the release things, and, you know, things that we want to look at. And while that's coming in at 11:56 p.m., Pisces moon is spending a very long time, all of Thursday and into late afternoon Friday, going towards a sextile, swimming peacefully towards the sextile to Uranus and Taurus. So it's not a bad day. There are some changes ahead, but there are changes that we can start getting a sense or a feeling about, and so we don't feel like we're being caught unawares. And this is the good news. Into Friday, the 7th, again, Moon in Pisces sextile to Uranus and Taurus, completing at 3:35 p.m. Eastern. And then it gets edgy, because Pisces is kind of, you know, in the mood to, like, not do much. It's time for me to be quiet. And Pisces moon energy absorbs a lot of stuff, stuff that isn't our personal energies, but just the energy itself seems to go into us more easily, let's say. So Pisces gets tired from it, you know, and wants to and needs time to sort of wring out the self, wring it out, so all that extraneous feeling that isn't our own can be released. It needs to listen to beautiful music and do some meditation, maybe some artwork or something like that. But first, it has to have chatty Mars and Gemini around that wants to provoke discussions and conversations and stuff. And so this is edgy. Moon in Pisces will just disappear. If not physically, then, you know, the eyes glaze over. It's just not there. You're still talking, but it's somewhere else, you know. So it can be very frustrating for Mars in Gemini, which isn't a good thing, because that can bring out some nastiness. So just be aware of that. That's the energy that comes in exact at 10:40 p.m. So the closer you get to that, the edgier Mars and Gemini may be Friday evening. After 10:40 p.m., Moon in Pisces wins, quote unquote, because it's going to join Neptune, retrograde Neptune in Pisces, until 12:40 a.m. on Saturday. Now, if you can just be, and you're in a space where, you know, you're not going to be called upon to be clear of mind, then you're fine. Drift away, you know. If you are on the West Coast, it's still only about 9:40 in the evening when that completes. So be careful of, you know, overdoing escapist behaviors or being in crowds of people. Take some precautions if you are. And also know that there can be fog of all kinds and rain possible as you move about. But for those of us who are going to sleep, this is a very potent energy to fall asleep to. And then overnight, Moon in Pisces sextile to retrograde. Well, now it's going direct. It's actually stationed Pluto in Capricorn, 5:14 a.m. And so in the dreams, we have some messages coming in about those old things that needed to be let go of and understood on a deeper level. Moon opposes Mercury in Virgo at 7:10 a.m. Eastern. So it's kind of a fuzzy morning. If you have plans and you've got to be somewhere at a certain time and you should have been up before 7:10 a.m., you know, do something during the structured time to make sure that you, you know, that the alarm is on or whatever you need. If you're leaving the house that early, be very certain to check and make sure you didn't forget something or that you have the right directions, etc., because that's not an easy opposition, Moon in Pisces, to Mercury in Virgo. Moon in Pisces is void, of course, sort of drifting and drifting until the moon enters the fiery realm of Aries at 11:57 a.m., Eastern time on Saturday. And now you've got an active time until 3:37 p.m. when the exact conjunction to Jupiter, retrograde Jupiter, comes in. Oh, yes, you want to move. Oh, you got to get something going. And it doesn't really matter what it is, but please, nobody get in the way. And it could be fun also that's going on. Jupiter. Again, we have Pluto coming in direct at 5:56 p.m., so some will feel that shift. And the moon, however, is going towards some oppositions, the first one being the one to Venus in Libra. And that happens at 10:20 a.m. on Sunday. So now, you know, when you're in that kind of a realm, and that's like for an evening, there could be some issues about where you're going, you know, entertainment, likes and dislikes. You know, let's have a focus on relationship and somebody else is just busy doing their own thing kind of energies. It's that type of thing. So 10:20 a.m. Sunday is when that completes. And then we go right into the full moon at 4:55 p.m., which on the level that we didn't discuss at the beginning of the podcast represents a time where there's either a fruition of what you've been working on, and hopefully it's that, or the light shines so bright on something that doesn't work that there is a separation. You know, so this is the issues at the full moon. But of course we know that our feelings are going to be running high from Saturday into the full moon and beyond a bit on Sunday. So just remember that. People are really easily set off, especially with the moon in Aries. So now moon will settle down a bit and go into sextile to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius until 8:48 p.m. on Sunday evening. And then it heads towards the ruler of Aries, Mars, and it will complete the sextile helpful opportunities at 4:14 a.m. on Monday the 10th. And this is the end of your weekly forecast. One of the things that is potential with the moon going into sextile, helpful opportunities, Mars and Gemini, is that after about 9 p.m. in the Eastern time zone, you can have a good conversation, maybe one that you need to have, or a good communication on however, text or whatever. You know, you've got plenty to choose from now. So if you need to schedule something, that if you're feeling to do it then. Monday starts the next week, and we will be talking next week about the shift of direct Mercury into Libra. And there is an aspect coming from Mars and Gemini, which I will touch on. And that will be the week, next week. So, best wishes for the Aries moon, and I'll say goodbye for now.